I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Shawnee Theater, just south of Bloomfield, wraps up their 53rd season with a thriller. It's Frederick Knott's Dial M for Murder, directed by Shawnee Associate Producing Artistic Director Josh Carroll. The wealthy Margot Wendis, Heather Lawler, trapped in a marriage with a tennis bum, Tony Wendis, Joey Otrodovic, is involved with the American writer Max Holiday, Cody Jones. Tony's found out and is plotting to kill Margot. And Dial M for Murder isn't a whodunit. It's a how will he do it and will he get away with it. Dial M's familiar to many theatergoers from the 1954 film directed by Alfred Hitchcock. Josh, you're very respectful of the fidelity of the play to the screen version.
Well, yeah, he really did. If you look at the text, they match up fairly well, and that's not only in terms of the dialogue, but in terms of the action, too.
What is it about the film that impresses you most?
The thing that I respect most about the Hitchcock, and it's hard not to, is the level of suspense that he creates. And that's definitely something that we're trying to recreate in terms of the acting.
Are there some theatrical tricks that you'll be using to help your actors?
On the technical side, we're trying a lot of exciting new things with it. A lot of the lights and sound will be practical elements on the stage. So if you're hearing music, it's coming from a radio or a record player on stage. And kind of playing with that idea of the sound moving in and out of the house. So it really, really should. We're hoping that the effect is that it's really going to pull the audience in and really connect them to the action on the stage.
I hate to keep coming back to the Hitchcock film of Dial M, but filmmakers do have advantages in terms of moving the scenes around.
Well, you were talking about the advantage that Hitchcock had in the movies. Well, with the theater, we have the overall advantage in terms of it being live and having the lights and the music very interconnected, as well as a lot of the big fight sequence, which I think is really going to be incredibly enjoyable for the audience. Not too often you can say getting into a fight is going to be enjoyable, but there you go. I'm very pleased with to have this cast to work with. It's an amazing group of artists.
Shawnee audiences will recognize three of the cast from Clue the Musical earlier this summer. Cody Jones was Professor Plum, Joey Otrodovic played Mr. Green, and Heather Lawler was Mrs. Peacock. Although the youth and teen program continues at Shawnee, Dial M for Murder's the last regular play of this 53rd season. Looking over the season, what are your thoughts, Josh?
I have to tell you, George, this has been one of the finest groups. I mean, not just Shawnee companies that I've worked with, but it's been one of the finest group of artists that I've worked with, period. Especially to be blessed with the actors and the technical staff that we've had over this year. They've presented a quality of art that's been such an amazing thrill to work with them.
Josh Carroll, the director of Dial M for Murder, the associate producing director at Shawnee. Dial M opens on July 26th, plays the 26th, 27th, and 28th. And ends with a matinee on the 29th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.